Vayter and Chaser and Daf Tes Zayin, picking it up, six lines down by the word Gufa. So, we mentioned yesterday Rav Ami, and even though they said that even though something is less than a shear to be Mekabel Tumah, he says that since it came from a Kli which was Mekabel Tumah, therefore it can't be used even when it's less than the shear. That was yesterday's comment. And now the Gemara says Gufa. Amar Rav Ami Bar Tavyomi, Sicha Bivloi Kelim Psula. If you had to go ahead and take clothing that was all worn out, and even though it's less than 3x3, it's bos, it's still going to be pasul. You can't use it as schach. My beloy kelim, what does this mean? Amar Abai, matloni yoshein bam shalosh shalosh. It's a type of cloth that they were used just to patch things up that didn't have 3x3 tfachim. The lo chazin, lo laniyim, v'lo l'shirim. They're not raw. It's not used either by aniyim and not by ashirim. Poor people, rich people, even poor people don't use it to patch things up. Yet still, it's going to be a problem to be able to use it as schach, because we're going to look at it like it's mekabel tumah, because it comes from something that was like that. Now we have brais, which backs up Rav Ami. So the Braise said, "Tanik of a Rav Ami bar Tavyomi, Machzela shel Shifa v'shel Gemi. If you have a mat that's made out of different types of plants, that Shiarea, it's leftovers. Afal pish nifchasu mishkashira. Even if it's less than a shear that a nizo into a kabel tumah, which was 6x6 tfachim." It's still what's going to be. Ain mesach mehen, you're not allowed to make schach with them, because seemingly the same reason we saw before, even though they're smaller than the shear, they're going to be possible for schach, just like Rav Ami had said. Period. Just a note to understand that even though a regular mat that has a din, these type of things fall into the category of pshute kliates, and therefore they shouldn't be able to be mekabel tumah at all. These mats are exceptions since they can become tame through tumas midras. That is, that if a zav or a nida sat on it, it becomes tame. It's actually an exception to the rule, because we know the tumah usually goes down. This goes sideways, meaning it becomes like the thing that made it tame. So it becomes like the level of avatuma of a zav or a nida itself. Okay, in any event, now we say machatzel sakanima. Let's say you have this mat that's made out of reeds. Gedola mesachinba. If it's big, you can use it for schach. Isn't there a problem of mekabel tumah? The answer is no, because it's made so big, therefore it was never made to be sitting in the first place. Rashi says, the lav kliu, the stump of the sichuch, is not called a kli, because it's used only to make schach. Kitana, but if it's a small one, then a mesachinba, but you can't use it as schach. Right? Because if it's a small one, then it could be used as a mat to sit on, and therefore it's a problem. Azag zuk the ring rang the brasa. Comes like really as he says nine. Ablezer Omer, afhi mekabel tumah, even it's gonna be mekabel tumah, ve'ein mesachim ba. He says, even a big one's mekabel tumah, you can't use schach for it. Rashi says, because it can be made for sleeping on, so therefore it's considered like a kli. Next part of the Mishnah, hachote begadish, as we've seen a few times already. Somebody goes, digs out from the side of a haystack in order to go to make a sukkah for themselves, and then mamelad has a roof. You didn't make the schach, but the schach remains there because you dug out from the middle of it, and then it stays over there. Then what's going to be the din? It said, it is nine good, nishn gidden. It's not good. It says, chote begadish, lasus lo sukkah, eino sukkah, says the Mishnah. We know, because there's something called tasev, alumina osoy. Tasev, you must make it, v'lomina osu, and that it is made automatically. You must be putting it there with intent for this. And over here, in this case, it comes on its own without doing anything. However, we see an interesting exception to this. As Goran now says, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ella she'ein sham chalal tefach b'meshech shiva. This is only talking about, in other words, we don't teach this din, unless, lo shanu ella, that it's going to be no good, is if there's not a halal, a vacuum, an empty space of a tefach, which goes the distance of seven. Aval yesham halal tefach mechashiva, but if there were to be a halal of a tefach underneath this area, which goes the distance of seven tefachim, hariz a sukkah, it's going to be considered a sukkah. Let me spell this out. If it was set up in a way that there was a space under it of at least one tefach within it with a distance of seven tefachim, then it's going to be okay. You know why? Since a tefach is the minimum height to hit ohel. In order for it to be that this thing is actually called schach, it comes to the category that it's called that, it has to be able to at least be an ohel. And that's a tefach. Therefore, it's a good schach if you have that tefach there. And it covers the amount of a sukkah, which is seven. Now, all that's missing is the height of the walls. But it's no problem with the schach. It's similar to the case where Rashi says of walls that are nine, and they dig out the bottom, your chotetin into the ground, in order to go out and make the tenth, which is okay, which is okay. It's not called tasav l'mana osoy. So therefore, in such a case, if you did the gadish, but under the gadish or some area there underneath it, there was a tefach. That means that the whole thing becomes like schach over the tefach, therefore it's going to be good. Tanya Namicha, Achiras of Bereshit supports this. Ha'achotit begadish asas no sukkah. Ha'ariz the sukkah. Somebody goes in and he dig out underneath the haystack. He dig out from it in order to make it a sukkah. It is a sukkah. We looked in our Mishnah, which says in a sukkah is not a sukkah. Elalav Shema Mina could Rav Huna must be like Rav Huna just taught Shema Mina that it would be good if it has a tefach for the meshach of seven. Of Shiva. Now, we have another version of this with the same result. It's another way of doing it. Igid the Rami Lemirma. Some ask this as a kasha. Tonight, we looked at a Mishnah. Someone goes and digs, like buries that, you know, makes it hollow, digs into a goddess, a haystack, in order to make a sukkah. It's not considered a sukkah. I have a Tanya, raise a sukkah. We have a Bryce, it is a sukkah. I'm Rav Huna, lo kasha. Kambisha, yesham, chalal, tefach, mesh, shiva. That's where it has a chalal, that space of one tefach. By seven, and Khan b'shein chalav tefach meshach seven. This doesn't have that beautiful. Next Mishnah, we're not going to get into walls of the sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Hamishal shel defanos milmala lamata. Someone who goes ahead and drops down the walls from the top to the bottom. You do the walls starting from the top and go down from there. Im gavol mina aretz shloshet tefachim psula. If it is above three tefachim from the ground, then it's going to be a problem, right? Because it's got to be. That it's that there's not an open space in the bottom that a baby goat can get through. That's called the anti-baby goat system. So if it's im gavo ben aretz shloshet tefachim psula, it's a problem. Milmata, but if it's within it, then it's not a problem. Okay, now what about another case? Milmata lamala, if you're going from the ground up, im gavo asar tefachim kshera, if it's 10 tefachim, then you're good. That's all the Tanakhama. Now, if Yossi is going to argue, if Yossi Omer kishem shelama milmata lamala asar tefachim, just like from the bottom to the top, it's got to be 10 tefachim, and it doesn't give us any issues of it having a space from there until the schach, kach milmala lamata, so too going from the top down asar tefachim, it can even be 10 tefachim, even if it's not touching the ground. This is Nishkin Apram, we good. Rashi says he holds that what? That even though it's hanging, that Mechitza Tuluya Asara Materis. If you're hanging Mechitza, then it's not a problem. You're good to go. Now, the Gemara jumps in. What exactly is their machlokas? B'mai kamifili. My sabah mechitza tuluya mataris. One says that mechitza tuluya, if it's a hanging mechitza, it's good. That would be Rav Yossi, who just said. My sabah mechitza tuluya in a mataris. Someone says that mechitza tuluya is not mater. And that would be the Tanakama. Okay. Tanana this is a throwback, very exciting, because this is almost exactly a year ago that we did this in Erevin. Throwback to Erevin. Says the Mishnah in Erevin, Bor shebein shtei chatzeros. We're bringing this to be able to get into this discussion of this mechitza teluya shtikl, this business of mechitza teluya, and we're going to see that it comes up in this discussion. Maybe. Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah which says an Erevin of Pei Vav. Bor shebein shtei chatzeros. Let's say you have two chatzeros, one next to the other, two courtyards, and there's a wall between the two courtyards. So now you can't go from one to you can't carry from one to the other. There's no air, there's no way of getting in. Everything is closed off. But in between the two, there's a wall. But there's also a well, like a bore, a pit, that's mamish in the middle of the two of them, and they put the wall across the pit. I guess the best way to picture this, if you don't have the picture in front of you, is try to imagine a rectangle that you put a circle right in the middle of the rectangle. So that then you take a line and go straight down the middle. Truth is either way. I was going to say go from the short way, but either way, it doesn't matter. Now you end up having two separate sides, and there's a bore, a well, which is going in between the two. You're looking from an aerial view, there. And that line that's going through the middle is the wall that's separating the two of them. So I'm going to say this outside, then I'll say it inside. If there's a bore in between two chatzeros, and there's a wall separating them, which runs over the bore, neither chatzer can take from it, unless there's a mechitza made, even though there's a mechitza there, right? There's a mechitza there. Unless there's a mechitza made, it's made of 10 tfachim, either, it says here above, but the Gemara's going to say above, but Mepharshim actually take out that word. It's actually not found in the Gemara and the Irvin. But either below, meaning it's next to the water itself, it's in the bar, or just below the edge of the bar, even if it's higher than the water. Now let me read that inside what we just said. Bor shebein shtei chatzeros. Ein mimalin mimenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to take, no one's allowed to take from it, either side. Rashi explains by doing that, what you're going to be doing is ein mamalim imenu lo zu velo zu lefi shemei chutzer zu maybe lo zu, because you end up taking from one chutzer to another because you're taking from the waters of the ones that are next to it. And elim kein asa lo mechitza asar tfachim, unless you make a mechitza of asar tfachim. And these words we take out bein milmala, bein milmata, bein besoch ogno, whether it's limata, meaning right above the water itself. Like, because you go into the bar. The water's not all the way to the top. You got to go into the bar to get it. So either it's right above the water line, like down, or bein besoch ogno, even if it's with it's just over the edge going down for 10 tfachim, then Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in such a case, he says, there's a machlokas beis Shammai and beis Hillel. And we're going to see the Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on that. First, you see Rav Shimon Gamliel. He comes and he says, beep, turn the page. This is a machlokas beis Shammai and beis Hillel. This is now test zayin or beis. Beis Shammai omrim, milmala, or beis Hillel omrim, milmata. Beis Shammai seems to say that, obviously, if it's above the water itself also, it's going to be not a problem on the water itself. But they're saying milmala, even if it's just over the edge, which is like the Tanakama just had said. So he says milmala, and beis Hillel says milmata. It's got to be below. In other words, it's got to be actually on the water itself. Zag zok beis Hillel. That it's not allowed to be up higher. Now this goes against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes, he says, Lo tei mechitza gedola min hakosel shebeneihem. The mechitza between the two rishuyos is good enough by itself. Don't say that this one that you're going to be making up and putting it in is going to be even stronger than it. This is fine. There's no need to put anything in the water itself. We have mechitzos tuluyos, like our Rav Yossi in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to spell that out, that Rabbi Yehuda, b'shitas Rabbi Yossi Amra, Rabbi Yehuda comes and he says that you don't need to make anything else. Just that mechitza that's between the two chatzeros is enough to be able to then make it like it goes down, like a good asik, achis type of zach. That like the walls like shooting down over there, and therefore it's fine to have mechitzos tluyos. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shitas Rabbi Yossi Amra, the Amr mechitza tluya materis. And he says the mechitza tluya is materis. Says Gemara, lav davka. Maybe not. Maybe Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda are actually not saying the same thing, right? Because we know Rav Yossi speaks up by a sukkah, and Rav Yehuda is talking about a mechitza. Now, what's the difference between them? Why would you think maybe they wouldn't be agreeing with each other? Let's see. Veloi, maybe not. Lo Rav Yehuda saver lo k'Rav Yossi, velo Rav Yossi saver lo k'Rav Yehuda. Neither of them don't necessarily hold of each other, although they say similar concepts. Maybe Rav Yehuda actually doesn't agree, and Rav Yossi doesn't agree. Lo Rav Yehuda saver lo k'Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda doesn't hold k'Rav Yossi. Why? Because maybe we'll say that Rav Yehuda only says that it works by this case, by his case of Eruv Chatzeros, because Eruv Chatzeros are just Durabanan. But by Sukkah, which is a Daraisa de Gedin, he wouldn't say that it's okay to have the wall sitting off the ground. Ad kadlo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasam ela be'eruv chatzeres darabanan. Avalachad Sukkah Daraisa, lo, he wouldn't say it. So therefore, we don't know that he would agree with him. V'lo Rabbi Yossi savalach Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi maybe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because maybe he only allows a Sukkah since it's a mitzvah asay. And the worst case is a bittul asay, which although, of course, we don't take lightly, just because he's makel over there, they don't take it lightly, but still, just because he's makel over there, it doesn't mean he'll be makel by Shabbos, which is skila, as Rashi puts it, b'malacha d'oraisa machmirin, afilu b'midi d'rabanan disba. When it comes to malacha d'oraisa, therefore, even with the d'rabanan tigazachin, we go out and we're careful with. It says, let's read inside, atkan rebel kam rebi osi hacha, elu basukha d'mitzah asay, aval Shabbos this is skila, lo, he wouldn't be agreed to such a thing. So therefore, we don't have a raya to say that they would agree with each other. Now, you could say, but hold on one second. V'im tomar. And if you really want, and if you're going to ask me, you're going to say, Maisa shenasa b'tzipori, al pi minasa. Then how, if you're telling me if Yossi or Yehuda are not getting along, they're not agreeing with each other, then how could it be the story that happened in Tzipori? You're probably wondering what's going on over here. So allow me to tell you, fill you in a little bit, that we know that Reb Yossi was the in the Lashon of Rashi, he was the Rosh Shel Yeshivas Tzipori. So being that Reb Yossi was the head over there, and they had a circumstance, a story that came up about Mechitzas Tuluyos, and it wasn't talking about a sukkah, and Rav Yossi matired, seemingly it was Rav Yossi, we don't know who did, but it was matired in that town to use Mechitzas Tluyos. And Rav Yossi was the one who was in charge over there. So clearly, the one who's in charge over there, it's got to be that he must be that he holds like Rav Yehuda, right? Because he says Mechitzas Tluyos, he matired them to use such a thing. So it says the Gemara, "V'im Tomer Ma'isa Shenasa B'Tzipori Al Pi Minasa." Who else was it done if it wasn't done through Rabbi Yossi? And therefore, must be Rabbi Yossi holds it. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Gemara, nope, that's not true. Lo Al Pi Rabbi Yossi, Lo Al Pi Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi. This wasn't Paskin by Rabbi Yossi, as Rashi says. Shekfar Niftar, he already passed away, he already died. Rather, who was it done by? His son, Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi." I'm going to pull another. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen, then I'll read it inside. Here's the story. There were a few chatzeros that opened up into one mavoi. Well, the way Rashi actually brings two different versions, either there were a bunch of chatzeros with a mavoi, and maybe there was a shul in the same area of a bunch of houses in one chatzer, or it was that it was the shul was in a different chatzer than the houses, and they forgot to do either an Erev chatzeros to be able to share, walk from one place to another in the same chatzer, or it was that they forgot to do a shtufei mevos, so they couldn't go through from one person's chatzer to another chatzer, right? And that's... we've discussed it in the past, more on that in Erevin if you want to go backwards. But in any event, they used to keep the Sefer Torah in a house, and they would bring it before Shabbos and to the shul. But they forgot to do that, and they didn't make, we're going to go with the case number two in Rashi, they forgot to make the Shtufim Mevos. So since they didn't make the Shtufim Mevos, they had a bit of a problem. How did they get it from the house to the shul? So what they did is they had in one chatzer where the Torah was in one of the houses. There was one house over there. And then he had to walk out to go across the outside of his chatzer into the chatzer across by where the shul was. He had to walk through the mavoi over there. So what they did is they set up a corridor going from the house directly to the shul. There were sheets on either side that made like this out of the chatzer through the mavoi into the other chatzer that it made it like it was one big area, that one house and that shul on the other side. But now you couldn't get in from any other area over there. They cut themselves off from the rest of the mavoi, making them like one rishus. And now there was only one house between the two of them. Since there's only one house, so therefore they don't need to put an eruv over there, because it's only if you have two different houses you need the eruv for the eruv chatzeres over there. So now they can carry the Sefer Torah from the house to the shul. And the partitions that they had set up were hanging off the ground, and they allowed it. They were mechitzas tuluyos, and they allowed it. And it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, but rather it was his son. That's the whole shtickle Torah. The Gemara's going to ask, how did they get there in the first place? How did they get the sheets there in the first place? Answers, you're right. It was actually already set up there, and as mechitzas tuluyos. It was already there before, and Rabbi Shmuel allowed it, even though it was mechitzas tuluyos. Let's read it now inside. Says the Gemara, Umayimai, so what was the story? The Chiyasa Rabbi Dimi, Amar Rabbi Dimi came and said, Pamacha Shachu Veloibi Sefer Torah Erev Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah from Erev Shabbos. Lamacha the next day, Pirsus Dinam Al Gabi Amudim, they set up on pillars, they set up these sheets in order to be able to cut through over there. Vivu Sefer Torah, Vikarubo, and they brought the Sefer Torah, they read from it. Everything was great and dandy. Says Gemara, Pirsus Agadaitach, what you thought they actually set up on Shabbos? How were they get the sheets from the first? How'd they do them? Hecha Nevu B'Shabbos. How were they able to get it? Where'd they get it from? Right? Rashi says, Valo, also Lachnis Ahoti, you weren't able to carry in the first place. So what's going on? And it says, Ella, Matsustin, and Prusa, El Gabimudim. It was already set up like that. They've used Sefer Torah, Vikarba, and they still brought the Sefer Torah to go read it, even though they were Toluyos. Anyway, period. The point is that we don't have a riot to say Rav Yossi, also Rabbi Yehuda, because that whole story was with Rav Yossi's son, Rabbi Yishmael. All right, another halacha about walls. I'm Rav Chisim Avimi, Machzeles. If you have a mat that is 4.1 tfachim, in other words, a 4 and a little bit, the width of that, it's good for a wall. Rashi says it has a length that which is sufficient for it. But going from top to bottom over here, let's say it's 4 and a little bit. It's okay to use as a wall by hanging it suspended in the middle, which now you're going to end up having, again, if it's 10 tefachim high, and you have 4 and a little in the middle, that means you have less than 3 from going down and less than 3 from going up, right? Because 4, and then you have 3 on top of it is 3, and 3 under it is 3, and 3 is 6, and they have a total of 10, right? But it's got to be within 3 of each, so therefore it's 4 and a little bit that ends up being a little bit in the 3 up and a little bit in the 3 under it. So that's what you say, Machzel Sabar, Masha, Materis, Pesukim, Mishum, Dofen, Hechi, Ovid, how do you do it? Toli Lebem, so hang it in the middle. Pachuz Mishol Shulamato, Pachuz Mishol Shulamala, is less than 3 for the bottom and less than 3 from the top. Vechol Pachuz Mishol Shep, kill Lovid, dummy. You have Lovid over there, and therefore it fills it up from the 4 and a bit going up, and let's say 4.0105 going up, 4.05 going down, 05 on the bottom. What I'm trying to say is that between the top, to go from the top of the mat to the roof, and from the bottom of the mat to the floor, to the schach and to the floor, ends up being less than 3 in each of them. Therefore, it's lovin' and you're good to go. And you end up having like it's 10. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously, we have lovin'. What's the halacha? I mean, what's the chiddush here? Ma'udu tema, chad lovin' amrinon, trey lovin' lo amrinon. And you may have thought to say, you could only say lovin' in one direction, but not two-directional lovin'. Kamash Milan, that you're allowed to do two-directional lovin'. Frek the Gemara, mesave, we have a price who seems to say you're only allowed to go in one direction. Mesave, machzela shiva umashuma teres besukha mishum dofen. If you have machzela, so a mat, yeah, Matt, that's 7 and a little bit, 7.1, then it's good. Seemingly, we're talking about a sukkah, which is a total of 10 tefachim high. And therefore, you go up 7.1. Now you're within Lovet. So we see that Lovet should only work in one direction. As Rashi says beautifully, that we see from here, Rashi's in the wide line, 6 lines down, Mechatzel Shiva Mashu Al Mechad Lovet Aminu Vesulo. We only say one direction of Lovet and not more than that. It's just a Gemara. 9, you're making a mistake. Ki Tanya Hi Besukkah Gedola. That price is talking about a large sukkah. It's talking about it's higher than 10 tefachim. Therefore, in order to get our requisite 10 tefachim for a wall to be a wall, you have to have at least 10 tefachim for a wall. We put it within 3 tefachim of the schach, and then we have 10, and it's hanging. Everything's good. It says the Gemara, my kamash milan. What's it coming to tell? What's the chiddush over here? The Meshalshlin Defanos Milmala Lemata Rabbi Yossi. The Chiddush is that it's like Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says like that, and like we're going to see right now that we just saw that we go like Rabbi Yossi, as the Lashon of Rashi says, is Vesulo Ichpaslanim Teluyahi. We don't care if it's hanging. But Kamashon the Meshalshlin Milmala Lemata Rabbi Yossi. You let it go from the top to the bottom, even though it's going to be Teluyah. One more halacha for the day. Amar Rabbi Ami. We started with Rabbi Ami, and we are finishing with Rabbi Ami. Ah, very exciting. So the Gemara, Pas Arba Umashu Matir Misuka Mishum Dofen. He says, if you have a wall that's 4.41 tefachim wide, we're going height, now we're going width. It's 10 tall, let's say, everything's good with the height, but it's only 4.1 tefachim in terms of its width. What do? You can go ahead and you set up within 3 tefachim. It's 4.1, so it's within 3. Then you have the 2.9 and the 4.1 will end up to be a total of 7. Right? It's like love it and you're good to go. Makamash Malan, what's a chiddush? Yes, we know about love it already. Answer is, Hakamash Malan, Shiur Meshech Sukkah Ketana Shiva. Wow. Comes to tell us that the actual size of the minimal size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim, 7 by 7 tefachim, which is like Beis Shammai that we said much earlier in the Masechta. Beautiful, and that's what we're learning from this. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.